TJ here from Anime and Nuss. I just want to let you guys, girls, peoples know that we have a Twitter account now. It is at Anime and Nuss on Twitter. I'll be posting episode updates on there every time I release a new one from now on. So, if you're interested in that, follow us on Twitter. Or, you know, I don't know how often I'll be posting on there. I'm not really a social media kind of guy. But I'll try to look into it from time to time and answer questions there. But if you really have any questions or any concerns or just notes or anything you want to let us know at all, we now have an email address for the website. It is animeanduspodcast@gmail.com. animeanduspodcast@gmail.com. That's the word and, A-N-D, not the end symbol. So, I just want to let you people know that's where we stand. You now have ways to get in to contact us if you want. And that's about it. I'll let you get to the show now. Talk to you later. Bye. Welcome to episode 45 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so we spun the wheel for category M and got Majestic Prince.
Before we could go on with everything else, last week we compared...
Yeah, I knew you were going to bring that up.
Yeah. Land of the Luscious to Masamune's Revenge.
Which is two different categories.
Yeah,
well... M and L, not L and L.
Yeah.
What was
it was previous Land of the Luscious and Little Busters, which you did not watch.
I did not watch. Still pick Land of the Luscious.
Well, you have no choice.
What do you pick? I watched the first episode, I think.
Yeah, but the first episode was terrible, and that...
Yeah!
And you had to watch the whole thing to really get the whole thing. I actually liked Little Busters, but Land of the Luscious was way better.
Well, that's fair.
Anyway.
Anyway, so we got Majestic Prince. Ooh, this one's a little rough. The anime came out in... I'm just gonna go with it. Began airing on TV in April 2013. In 2016, they rebroadcast with the 25th episode we haven't watched.
Oh, well, yeah.
We've only seen the first 24. Well, I mean, we're purists, right? First 24, the 25th is an extra episode.
We're definitely not purists. If we were purists...
Apparently, there's also a feature film, and obviously there was a manga before this.
If we were purists, we'd be watching it in Japanese.
That's true. Well, that doesn't bother me. I could do either or, but you hate it.
Well, I hate it. I can't do it.
I'd rather do a dub, because I can do other things.
Right.
Instead of being forced to have my eyes on the screen the whole time. So it is easier. I can live my life a little easier.
If I had to watch some of this stuff in Japanese, I would shoot myself in the head.
I can see that. Come on over. You're like, Sean, can I see that gun in your case real quick? So how'd you feel about it? Good, bad, indifferent?
It isn't good.
It's definitely not good.
But I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it either. There was times that I laughed. So it reminds me, the broness, and when I say broness, what I'm meaning is camaraderie.
The relationships between the group.
And we'll get to the premise in a sec. But the relationship between the group is very similar to Final Fantasy 15 to me.
Oh, is it?
You haven't played that yet.
I haven't got through the whole thing. I only played like the first third of it.
Oh, well, you should finish it. But towards the end of the game, you just feel so connected to that group of people, and I sort of get that with this.
So a little bit. I thought the action was really well done in this.
I thought the action was terrible. Not terribly animated. It was very well
animated.
That's
what I mean.
I just didn't care for it.
I mean, that's what I mean. Because
every battle, in my opinion, was the same. All right, here's our tactic. We're going to go in and beat them this way, and then that doesn't happen. So we're going to do this. Something's going to come out of the woodwork and fix it.
That's true, but there was a lot of things on screen.
There was. There was also multiple times of each battle, not each battle, but of a couple different battles, where one person had to stand back and couldn't go in a fight.
Right.
Which you knew immediately, an episode later, they were going to have to go and fight and save everybody.
That's true. I guess I was more impressed by the art of it.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, and it was very pretty.
And how it moved.
Especially
and,
for something, you know, 6 years old, I think it was.
Yeah. And the way that everything moves and
yeah,
stuff
it was
like
fluid.
That.
It wasn't choppy.
It felt like there was a lot of things there for them to fight. That's what I mean. So whereas some animes, it's like there's like four people and it's supposed to be this epic thing, and it's just like this actually.
Yeah,
kinda...
no, it did feel like a scaled battle.
Yes.
It was of galactic proportions, which is the premise. The premise, by the way, let's get to that. Is there's these aliens that are attacking humans, so the humans have military forces defending it, and then there's this group called Majestic Prince or or whatever the f*** they're called.
Well, that's not what they're... That's what their name... Remember. That's what they end up being called.
Yeah, but it's called something else. MGP?
MGP, yeah. MJP, yes.
Majestic Prince.
No, no, no. That's... The Majestic Prince is what the group is called.
Well, what's MGP?
MJP is the name of the school or the...
Who gives a shit?
The military company.
So this war's been going on forever. And Majestic Prince, the MGP thing that was...
JP.
Whatever. That was made was pretty much making genetically modified humans to be really good at battle. And then they wipe their memories after a certain point, and then they just go right into the military academy.
And they don't really get back into that.
Well, a little bit. Towards the end of it. Yeah, not a lot, but a little bit.
You don't find out about their pasts at all, except for the one kid, and not barely
well,
even that.
Two kids.
Oh, well.
Because of the brothers.
Yeah, but the...
Big brother!
I don't think they were... They actually... I think they're only brothers because when they did the gene modifications, they got the same genes from the same person.
Yeah, well, that's why they're brothers.
Yeah.
That's how kids
I don't
work.
Think they were, like...
No. They're not literal brothers.
Yeah. That's,
you know
what I
mean? They're brothers because they share the genes from the same person.
Yeah.
They don't tell you if they were born in a natural womb or a cloning womb.
Yeah, that's
true. You know
true.
What I mean? So you don't really know. Technically, they could be brothers.
I guess.
We don't know.
Who knows?
Anyway, irrelevant. So the MGP are genetically modified kids, whatever. They're Majestic Prince kids. There's a group of them called the Fail Five. They're on a certain team.
Team Rabbits.
They're a certain team within the academy. It's like, apparently there's teams inside academies that are fighting and learning how to fight and all that. And since they have the highest survival rate numbers,
they have the capacity to survive, essentially.
Whatever. So they measure that somehow. How the f*** would you?
I don't know. But
especially when they constantly fail, because they're the Fail Five. They're always losing.
Well, that's the thing, though, is because they have a tendency to survive because they were technically loners, so they have a higher survivability kind of thing.
Sure.
That's what they explained, anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
It doesn't make much sense.
It's bullshit. But they're in a team, and they pick them to pilot these new units. What are they called?
I don't remember.
Not Hiroshima. I was going to say Hiroshima or something.
I think that's something different.
But the units that are made have their DNA in them, so they, like, bond
really
well.
Only they can... run them.
And that's sort of the plot line as to how they find out these two are brothers later on.
Yeah, because
he goes to turn on the other mech and it turns on immediately and it works.
The one thing I did like about this show is, like, because they haven't won a battle against these aliens. They have superior forces, humans, but they haven't won a battle. And then the moment they win one battle with these kids, the kids instantly become celebrities, and they have to do...
That was kind of cool. They have to deal with that.
They have to deal with the celebrity side of things, and then, like, there's a whole episode where...
And it wasn't just, like, a win. It was a blowout win.
Yeah. And there was, like, there's a whole episode where the girls have to go on, like, they're a nurse for a day, or... The mayor for the day.
Which is very true. That's happened historically.
Right. So they had to go on, like, this publicity tour, essentially, because of it. So I found that pretty neat as far as storyline that's going on.
Yeah, that was very
interesting,
for sure.
Is there anything else you like?
You know, I laughed quite a few times. I liked the Team Doberman leader, which is one of the other teams.
Oh, yeah. That was actually, they're pretty good.
The leader, although annoying, because he's the real bro god surfer dude.
Yeah, he was he Kilibara?
Oh, yeah, I think he was.
Yeah, I think
from,
he was.
Oh, Spirit Detective.
Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, I think that was him.
Okay.
But, like, he's the team leader of this other team called Team Doberman, and he's super bro-y. He's got that bro-type talk going on, and he shows the kids porn. It's great. It's so funny. And, like, it's an ongoing thing throughout the rest of the show. His last lines were, "Get my new vid that I was ordering." It was really, it was supposed to be really good. So stupid and immature, but very funny. Oh, and he called them, by the way. I died laughing when he called one of his movies a stroke disc. My wife's like, "What are you laughing at?" I'm like, "This anime's but it is so funny." A stroke disc. Oh, man.
The Team Doberman storyline is probably the best storyline throughout the whole story. Mm. With them being introduced and saving Team Rabbits, and then them sacrificing themselves at the end.
Yeah, I didn't expect as many deaths as there were.
Yeah, but
No
main characters died.
No main characters died, which kind of sucked.
But
that should have happened, especially at the end.
I thought for sure
but
that's...
still people did die. That doesn't usually happen in these kind of animes. It's usually like, oh, you're introduced to this character this episode, and then they die.
Right.
So, like, Doberman, they built that up to almost the very, very end.
And you got connected to them, and you really liked them.
I liked Doberman a lot. I forget his name, but I liked them a lot.
So, that's why they're Doberman and that...
Yeah, not his actual name.
I don't think I remember a
single... Kulbar, we'll just call him Kulbar.
I don't remember a single name in this, so...
Hey, H-E-I, I believe, is the main guy. That's about it. That's my dog. Past that, I don't remember either.
No, this is not one of those ones where you remember the names.
Yeah, most of them we don't, to be honest.
Oh, we remember the names in the last one.
We remembered some of them. There was a lot of names in Land Illustrious.
Well, that's true.
But Sensei was just called Sensei, and we're going to remember that.
I guess it's also easier to remember names of rocks.
Yeah, so, you already know those names.
Yeah, so that's true.
You're just connecting them to the characters.
I
mean, crazy stuff happens. They run back and forth. They fight. They win more. They're always being pushed to their brink.
Right.
And then they get stronger. Yeah. And it's pretty generic.
Yeah,
as far as action animes go.
So, yeah, I mean, all the stuff...
The comedy part, I think, was the best.
Yeah, it was strangely...
Some of the comedy stuff failed. It didn't work. It felt very flat.
Like, because they introduce a character later.
The angry one?
Yeah.
Like another team member gets introduced halfway through, I think.
Yeah, because there's five main team members. They introduce a sixth one later, who never really becomes part of it.
Yeah, she doesn't really work with the team at all. Or, very rare.
Or he,
yeah, whatever. It's a she.
We don't never find
it's
out whether she. It's...
The only time it sounds like a he. Yeah. Is when it's fighting, and I'm saying it because
I
don't know.
Yeah, but I think they intended it to be androgynous.
Yeah, so. Well, that was 100% on purpose.
Right, so to be purposely not be able to tell what it is.
Oh, you know what upset me? Is the one guy with yellow hair that had weird cat ears in his hair. They weren't actual cat ears. His hair was just sort of shaped like it. And then every now and then you'd have cat lips. Anyway, yellow hair, he's a team member. Glasses.
Oh, okay.
He was always going after girls. And then there was a really big tick girl that was always going after guys.
Uh-huh.
Go after each other. They both want to get laid and keep failing.
I thought the first same thing, and I was like, what
the hell? That was stupid. That hurt my brain. It was just bad.
Well, I mean...
Like, clearly they did it for a reason, but, like, they never played off of that. Like, there was never an episode where, like, they could have fell in love or something.
So, from what I understood of it, the kid with the glasses, the horny head, was all talk. Because...
Yeah, I feel that too.
Because the moment they started watching that porno video...
He was like, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm done.
That's too much.
Yep.
And I think they might have mentioned types of ladies, and he was like, I like hard body ladies. And then another guy was like, I like the soft, plushy ones.
Yeah.
But the kid that, part of the team member with the yellow hair and all that, he likes the hard body ladies. He's also really into guns, so I think that was kind of transitioning into his sex life. Non-existent sex life.
Right. Possibly. I mean, I actually think the girl was worse.
Oh, yeah, she was way worse than him.
So,
yeah.
I mean, she was always fawning over some guy somewhere, which was...
And then there was, like, a small love thing that could have happened, but then the guy died. Yeah. He was part of Team Doberman.
Yeah. Team Doberman almost gets completely wiped out.
And so. Then she realizes, because he got her a gift and she gets it after he dies, like, oh, I could have had a love. But I'm too fucking stupid to
notice.
They
drop those personality quirks after a while.
Yeah, they get toned down, but that's also built into, I believe, to the mech suits that they're wearing and fighting in, because their personalities change as they pilot them more often.
Oh, that's true, too. That's
so well, I think that was fairly on purpose, and they did that well.
Well, and they also...
And it wasn't over-televised.
Right.
Even though they're telling you that's what's happening, it's not like, oh, instantly, I'm a different person.
Right,
except
no.
for the one time with the
And
character.
Then the characters do grow throughout the series, mm-hmm. too, so it makes sense that they would tone down some things here and there. They had the stupid Sailor Moon transformations.
Yeah, it didn't happen in abundance, but it happened enough to where it pissed me off.
Yeah, where where each mech gets launched off of a ship and stuff.
They're just time saving because they don't have enough material.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
This didn't need to be 26 episodes.
24.
24. Yeah,
it did not. It felt like 26. Easily could have been 12 or 14.
Yeah,
and it would have been better.
Oh yeah, it would have been much better if it was shorter.
There's a lot of filler, a lot of slow pacing that in an action anime is you don't need.
That's true. And all, it's also a mech, so it automatically loses points for me.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh.
I mean, look, as far as mech animes go, it's fairly average. There's a lot better out there, but there's a lot worse.
Yeah, no, definitely. And the mechs didn't overstay their welcome either. I mean, they were there every episode.
Yeah, they were there for the fight scene, and then they were kind of done.
Right. Whereas some mechs are just, like, living
you know,
the mechs.
We've had a lot of mech animes, and I don't think you found one you hated yet.
Oh, I hated Zegapain.
Well, okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I forgot about that one. But past that, we've had a lot more.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
We've had three.
No, we've had more than three. I can't remember any of them, but I know we had more than
three. No, we had three. We had this one.
Zegapain.
The other one we had, Divergence Eve. I hated
that
one.
Oh, that was
one.
Terrible too. Never mind.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Back on topic.
Trying to get me to convince me otherwise. Nice try.
You gotta watch Iron Blooded Orphan.
The only one that I actually really liked, because this one...
Oh,
yeah,
what was the one that you liked? I forget.
Full Metal Panic.
Oh, Full Metal Panic. That's why I was thinking like that, because I know he liked that.
Right.
But that was also because, again, the mechs weren't really there.
Right.
They were there for their fight scenes, but it was the bombs.
Right. And I didn't say I liked this. I just just said I didn't hate it.
Well, that was kind of my point, not hating him.
No, I hate them.
You don't hate this one?
I don't hate the content of this. The whole mech part of it drove me insane. I hated it.
Yeah, it wasn't great, that's for sure. I did like Red One's, who's the team leader, his chainsaw sword thing on his arm. That was neat.
That also doesn't make sense to me.
That doesn't make any sense at all, but I liked it.
Well, not the fact that it's a chainsaw sword, whatever. It's the fact that you're fighting battleships and stuff, and you have these mechs. Why are you using melee weapons?
Well, you're going to get up close.
Why?
Because there's laser shields. Uh-huh. They have them, and it worked.
Use missiles or bullets. Because they ran into that problem.
You know what was also crazy is that I'm thinking way too deep into this, but they constantly talked about the mechs overheating. And it's like, you're in space. You can't overheat in space. It fucking can't happen.
I don't think that's a little bit too overthinking, I think.
It's like negative 200 degrees. It's crazy fucking cold.
So I guess we should talk about the aliens.
Yeah. I guess that's sort of important. The aliens are fighting.
Sort of important. Only the main antagonist throughout the whole series.
And it was fairly interesting. They weren't as generic.
No, they weren't generic.
They weren't, which was nice. But it's, you know, it is a generic race of aliens. They all have white hair. And they all look the same for the most part.
They're all humans.
Yeah, well, they're not humans. We're them.
Yeah.
That's not humans.
Yeah, but essentially.
You know what I mean? So what they do is, I forget what they're called. Land to something, maybe? Whatever. So the aliens, they thrive on battle, and they want to fight. So how do they get better at fighting? Well, they scoured the universe, so there's no one to fight.
That's not what
happened. I don't remember. But we're going to go with this, because this is what I remember. Even if it didn't happen.
They're growing
populations, and then they harvest the best fighters out of them.
It's not what happens at all. Not even close.
That's what I remember.
It's not even close what happened. So, here's what actually is the story in this. Yeah. So, this race of aliens, their DNA is devolving. They can't hold themselves together.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Anyway. So, there was this wizard, apparently. They did some
wizard?
Yeah. If you watched it, there was this guy.
I think it might have been an episode I missed.
Or
it skipped over.
It was a small part. It was this guy sitting in front of the portal. He had a wizard's hat. Mm. He had a staff. Mm. And he conducted this prophecy of,
you shall not pass.
So it was a wizard, a space wizard.
A space wizard. By Jupiter? That's where the gate is.
No, it was on their planet. That was before that.
God.
So what they did is they essentially created these different species and let them develop in different parts of the world.
I'm still pretty close.
So,
just a little off. So far, so good.
So they go and they hunt these species to collect their genes, to try to make their genes better so they don't their DNA doesn't dissolve. So essentially, they're hunting these different species.
Yeah, I'm still fairly close to harvesting them for the genes.
Yeah, I was
close.
But they're not collecting human specimens for the best warriors.
I was close. Well, I mean, I think they want them to be the strongest.
And the humans were the first ones that actually give them a good fight.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and they're also purely based on selfish needs. They only act on their desires. They don't have constant.
Ladies can be getting raped a lot. Jesus.
Yeah, because they do get raped a lot out there, if you notice.
Nope. Is that a thing?
The main antagonist. The main guy.
I know who you're talking about.
Well, they show, when they first introduced their planet, and his brother has.
He was shooting fish, right?
Yeah, yeah. He had a wound on his arm, and his brother, the king, sent his woman, which is what they called her, to tend to him. They take him to the thing, and he pretty much rapes her.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he does.
I should rewatch
that. He said, just accept your fate. And they cut the black. He lays her down. Just accept your fate.
Jesus, that's f***ing dark.
Yeah, so they just.
I think he died at the end.
I think they all died. No, they didn't.
No, they ended up breaking the gate.
But yeah, so all of them are like that, though. They're all about pleasure and taking what you want and fighting and doing stuff like that. They have no concept of. They have no empathy. No.
Oh, so it's not like me.
Yes. They are a planet of Shawns.
Of Shawns. Alright, I don't know. I don't feel like there's too much more to talk about it. Usually we go play-by-play with the story arc. I just don't feel like it.
Well, there was not really much to it.
There wasn't much of a story. Like I said, they go back and forth fighting. There's not big plot points except for the very end.
So, yeah, they go back and forth fighting, and then every once in a while they throw, like, a mid-tier boss in.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then that general gets killed off.
Yep.
And then they go on, and they...
And of course, at the end, it's like, oh, their greatest general joined the battle. I never would have guessed. Really?
Yeah. Well, the great main antagonist also stayed out of the fight because he's obsessed with trying to kill the main character because he's the only one that managed to, like, hurt him and stuff like that. What else? There was something else I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember for the life of me.
So the human mechs are a machine, and the, just something I just thought of. The alien mechs are, like, energy-based. That was interesting.
Oh, right. And mechs the humans have eventually can turn energy base.
Yeah, at the very end that happened.
Yeah, based on the drivers.
Yeah, if you can equal the need to fight versus the need to survive.
Yeah, and if you can overpower the machine's
personality,
because apparently the machines are alive.
Well, they got your DNA, and apparently that means it's alive.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's the
rule. You know what was pretty vicious, and I thought was kind of cool? They're about halfway through, I don't really remember where, one of the aliens gets to Earth, and they have to go and fight him, and they're shooting him from the space. Remember that one? Well, right before the big gun shoots him from space and kills him, they're like fucking stabbing him like fucking Caesar.
Oh yeah,
like I was like, holy shit.
some of the fights in this were pretty brutal.
Hot dog again. I didn't expect that at all.
No, this was a weird one because it's not really made for kids, but it wasn't really made for adults.
Yeah,
either.
Somewhere in the middle. There's a little bit of
fan service.
A little bit of sexual talk.
Yeah.
Especially with the stroke discs.
Yeah.
And like you'd think that the one main character girl that I said earlier was super busty would be super sexualized, but she really wasn't.
No.
She was never in her underwear. You know what I mean? Like that's something that usually happens in these animes.
Right. And actually they talked about when they were on that publicity tour, them being in a swimsuit and pose it and stuff, but they actually didn't show that scene.
Yeah,
they actually showed the guys in swimsuits and not the girls, so which was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, nothing bad to say about that, really. Just
no. The love interest.
It seems like we've had a lot of weird fan service ones lately.
Yeah, that's, I mean, even the love interest in this is kind of strange too.
Yeah, especially because the main character's love interest, quote unquote, it wasn't really a love interest, but his female interest, I should say, is technically his mother.
Yeah,
genetic mother.
Yeah,
again,
that's
don't think she carried him as a child.
So yeah, he's in love with her, and then the girl on the team's in love with him, and then his older brother's in love with her.
Oh, God.
I want to say it's a love square, but...
I was going to say triangle, but it's really a square.
But not even, because none of them connect. None of them, you know, this part...
Yeah, because
each one of them
he's in love with his quote-unquote mother, not really his mother again, but she's not in love with anyone else.
Yeah, she goes into a line. It goes down a line. It's just a bunch of unrequited love all the way up.
Just f***ing get it over with, my God. All right, so, I mean, I'm judging it as a mecha anime because it's a mecha. I say it's middle of the road. It's a solid 5. You'll laugh at quite a few points, actually, but it's not that great.
Yeah, I was leaning towards a 5, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, 5, maybe 6.
That's fair.
But not really... I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it.
Yeah, I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it either. There's a lot better mech animes. Full Metal Panic, Iron Blooded Orphans, man, Gundam 00.
Yeah, I mean, there's some average animes that we reviewed that we was like, yeah, go check it out anyway, but this is not one of them.
Because it's so enjoyable. This wasn't that enjoyable. It had highlights.
Right. It wasn't bad enough that we couldn't say it was, we couldn't give it lower than a 5.
I can't say don't watch it.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it, though.
You're bored. The endless amount of animes out
there.
You've seen them all. Go ahead and watch this one.
Yeah, if you just have no other thing to watch, which I don't know how you don't have anything else to watch.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff out there.
I mean, we can't even get through this list. It's so many.
Yeah, we could easily do this list 100 times.
Uh-huh.
Because by the time we get through it, there's going to be so much more added.
So, I mean...
Alright, so that's fair.
Yeah, it's... Alright, so...
You want to spin for a...
No, not yet. We're not there yet.
What do you mean we're not there yet? Oh, right, which?
Yeah, Majestic Prince or Masamune Revenge.
I don't know, I kind of enjoyed Masamune Kun's Revenge.
Yeah, I know.
Majestic Prince.
But they're kind of on par with each other.
They're both fairly average.
Yeah, this is actually a hard one.
I feel like I laughed more at this one.
Yeah?
So I'm going to go with Majestic Prince.
But is that because it's just fresh in your mind? Or
probably, because you know how my memory
works. Yeah, so I'm just saying, this could all be basically...
irrelevant.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this one, because like I said, I laughed a lot. I don't remember laughing that much at the other one. Although I do remember some funny moments.
I'm actually going to go for this one, the fact that it was a complete story. Or Masamune's Revenge.
It was a complete story, even though we didn't complete it. Technically, there's a 25th episode and a movie. But that's not our fault.
Yeah, but the first season is self-contained.
The first season is self-contained, and we watched it beginning to end for what originally aired. So
yes.
It's still finished.
Yeah, so
there's just more to it.
I guess I'm going to have to go with this too, honestly, believe it or not.
All right, I think that's fairly fair.
It's pretty bad that this is wins when it's not really that good, you know?
Yeah, it's fairly average.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm interested to see what our score was for Masamune Kun's Revenge, because we gave this a 5.
Yeah, we might give that a 6, honestly. No, I'm thinking about it. I think we might have.
Well, maybe we'll look into it. And by we, I mean TJ.
Yeah.
All right, so let's spin for next episode.
Yeah, you can do it.
Category in.
Last time we got new Fist of the North Star, so.
Yeah, that was fun in its own right, just weird.
We hated it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how my memory works. Ninja Hattori Kun English India dub. Well, let's pause the channel for a sec. See if it's an English or an Indian. Oh no! So unfortunately, it's in English.
Yes, it is, and it looks terrible.
It looks god awful.
And there's like 100 episodes of it.
I want to kill myself.
Yeah, it
does. More than 100. I think there's 50 per season, and there's 3 seasons. Let's see, 50 in the first one. Let's see for the second season. I have to scroll a lot. 52 for the second season, and then 52 for the third season. Yeah. There's more than 150 episodes.
Yeah, this is not gonna be fun. I was dreading that we would get this one too, because I seen how many episodes it was, and I think this is the longest one in.
Yeah,
N.
I would imagine, besides like Dragon Ball Z or something, or in N for sure.
In N.
Naruto might definitely overtake it, because I think Shippuden's like 300.
Yeah, Naruto's definitely more, but you know, at least Naruto's watchable.
Oh god, this looks god awful. We're gonna give a tiny, not a description, but just the art. It looks like a chibi. If you don't know what a chibi is, look it up. Sized human. So a chibi sized human would be someone like you, but cartoonized and then half your height, or less.
I know what chibi is.
Well, I don't know if you know. I'm explaining for people listening. It looks odd. Yeah.
You're explaining it to me. I know what it is.
Oddly cartoonish in like this, I don't know, 50s or 60s era. It's definitely, type of
actually,
drawing.
I would probably say 70s, but.
It's clearly not that old, but.
Are you sure? I'm
sure it's not that old.
I'm pretty sure it might be old.
Wiki it.
Because if there's 100, if there's 150 episodes.
Ninja Hattori Kun wiki.
Art style.
I think it was just like one of those daytime things kids were watching in the 90s.
Ninja Hattori, that's
what I
think. No, language.
Wiki.
Let's see.
Liberal, 1981 anime series. Oh, well, it's not 70s.
Yeah, what?
But closer to what you were saying.
Yeah.
It'll remain in 2012.
Yeah.
Well, so I think this is the 2012 one.
Are you sure? Because it doesn't look like 2012.
Currently airing in several Asian countries.
I don't think so. I think this is the original run.
We'll figure it out. And then
because
we'll
they specifically pointed out Indian dub or something.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the thing. In the, where was it? I just saw it. It was remade as a 2012 anime series. It's a joint venture between India and Japan.
Oh, I guess it is Indian. It's the remake.
I do think it's the remake.
Which is good, I guess, because the Asian one's probably really, really bad.
It's gotta be god awful. Worse than this. Hattori Hanzo. The ninja's named after Hattori Hanzo, apparently.
Okay.
He's 11 years old, 40 kilograms, and 140 centimeters tall.
And why do we need this?
Because it's there and it's on the screen and I'm saying it. Alright, anyway guys, next
episode.
Maybe you want to read more?
No. No, you started this.
Well, I'm not finishing it. That's paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs. Look, it doesn't end. Why is there so much going on?
I don't know. I don't. That's a good. And wait, there's a live action film apparently.
Oh no, live action film.
Hold on, that doesn't look terrible.
Yeah, it looks better than this. I'll tell you that. Nin X Nin, the Ninja Star Hattori.
All right, we got 30 minutes. You can stop now.
Next episode.
All right. Bye.
Bye.